Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Vicki Steiner, Executive Director for the Western Dakota Energy Association, about where the Bakken is growing and where the investments are going. She just commissioned a six-city study. We'll talk about that, as well as journalist Aaron Schrody, who was shot by a rubber bullet by the authorities covering the Dakota Access Pipeline. Plus, Tiffany Steiner, Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services, and Kathleen Sagma with Western Energy Alliance. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Okay, great. And talk about the name change and then your post, if you would, for the please.
Well, the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties formed approximately 1978 and in a loose way, and then they became more formalized just prior to the 80s oil boom. And now, in 2016, we find that we have uranium and other materials and metals and other types of forms of energy that go beyond just oil and gas. And so they decided that with the change of executive directors, that they would also look at changing their name. So they brought it to the membership in Watford City at the end of October. And the membership voted on Western Dakota Energy Association. So it's definitely going to take us a little bit of time to become more accustomed, I guess, to the new name as we grow. And so that was one of the reasons they did a strategic plan with a consultant at last spring. And the name change was part of being ready to embrace other forms of energy.
That's interesting to me, actually. The name change, by the way, I think is a great choice, Western Dakota Energy Association. And I'm just going specifically by shortening the name up, possibly even it flows off the tongue a little bit. Are you finding that it's being well accepted? Is there any pushback? Just kind of the early thoughts on the new name.
I think it's been fairly well accepted. We did have a couple county commissioners who liked the old name because they were familiar with it, but the majority of people at the meeting felt that it was time to shorten it up, as you say. And the media does not like the name because it's so cumbersome, the old name, North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. We're also cities and schools in our membership. And the cities are the ones who brought it to the forefront and said it doesn't really describe who we are.
Well, I think it's a great change. It's an evolution of the times. And when I got the email from your weekly newsletter, which people can sign up for as well, I actually smiled. I thought it was a great change. I really thought it was going in the right direction for what you guys are trying to do. And maybe this is a good time to talk a little bit about what you guys are trying to do and what some of the things that you did as a executive director.
Well, this coming session, legislative session, the association has paid for a six-city study. They've shared the cost with six cities: Dickinson, Kildare, Stanley, Tioga, Watford City, and Williston. And AE2S is working on this particular research for us. And it was highlighted at the annual meeting in Watford City at the end of October. And what they're looking at, instead of just a two-year look at where are these cities being impacted with the growth and then the downturn, and then there's expected growth now in second quarter of 2017, they want to get ready for the next 6-7 years. So this study is really looking at do they have to add any additional infrastructure? And actually, almost to a T, all the cities are saying, we have got everything built out, and the debt we're carrying today is sufficient. We do need to have certain revenue streams to meet our debt, but doesn't look like they're going to need additional bypasses, additional roads. As you know, the overpass in Dickinson was recently completed. There was a ribbon cutting there. And so the bypass at Kildare, the bypass Watford City. So a lot of these improvements have really helped the communities with that congestion on traffic. And as we go into the next phase of the Bakken, the West is going to be set much differently than it was in 2008. So I'm really impressed with the improvements. The state has done a tremendous job on investing, helping invest with that infrastructure. The quality of life for families will be much greater. So anyway, the study with the six cities is based on, of course, oil price. Because if the oil price were to go lower, perhaps to $30 a barrel at some point, then there may be 5,000 wells that aren't drilled. And so you have to really have a range. And if there's new technology that becomes available all of a sudden, you know, the forecast could be greater. More oil wells could be drilled. So it's hard to look out past, you know, 6-7 years, but we are really pretty optimistic that if the price is between $25 and $60, that we have a pretty good idea of what kind of workforce and population we'll see in those six cities, and that we understand how much revenue they're going to need and what kind of debt service they have. And that way we can approach this very methodically and a little bit more scientific, if you will, than anecdotal examples. And so with the study will be done mid-December. And I'm glad, thank you for mentioning our weekly newsletter for those of your listeners who are interested in the Bakken. We run afternoons generally, and you can sign up on our webpage, ndenergy.org.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Steiner, Executive Director for the Western Dakotas Energy Association, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.